Welcome to the Stats Modeling the World Instructors Podcasts. 10 points in under 10 minutes. We hope you find them helpful. Hi, Paul Velleman here, talking about Chapter 9. In Chapter 9, we examine regression in greater detail, and we exercise students' understanding that they bring to us from Chapter 8. We look at patterns and scatterplots, the dangers of extrapolation, the possible effects of outliers, high leverage and influential points, the problem of regressions performed on summary data, and the mistake of inferring causation. Here are 10 important points to keep in mind. 1. Make sure that students think before modeling data with regression. They should plot the data, see what's happening. As the famous statistician John Tukey said, they should expect the unexpected. 2. Plot and examine the residuals. Often, we can find unexpected patterns in the residuals that we missed in the original scatter plot. The chapter gives examples of subsets of the data that behave quite differently, but there are other ways the data can surprise us. 3. Warn students not to extrapolate. Of course, we all want to see into the future, but the crystal ball of statistics is no better than other occult methods. The chapter has some good and even fairly amusing examples of failed predictions. 4. Discuss the effects of individual points. Regression models all the data, but even one point can have a surprisingly strong effect. Careful regression modelers diagnose for extraordinary cases. 5. Points that stretch out in the X direction have high leverage. The image of leverage on a seesaw is appropriate here. The farther a point is from the mean of the X's, the more it can influence the line. 6. Points that have large residuals are outliers. This is a y-direction thing. We've seen outliers for single variables before. Now with two variables, a case can be an outlier by falling far from the line, even if it's not particularly extraordinary on either of the variables. Outliers deserve special attention to try to understand why they don't fit with the overall pattern. When talking about outliers, try to resist suggesting that we should ever throw them out. It's vivid and tempting language, but we should always keep them around to examine and think about. If we find they're genuinely errors, of course, we're justified in correcting them or deleting them. But otherwise, let's say we set outliers aside, comparing the analysis with and without the unusual points. 7. Points with both large leverage and large residual are influential. When a point has the leverage to influence the regression line and exerts that leverage by falling off the linear pattern established by the other points, it can pull the line toward it. When we find an influential point, it's usually best to perform the regression with and without the point so we can see just how much influence the point has had. And of course, we should try to understand why the point has strayed so far from the others. 8. Points with large leverage and small residuals deserve attention as well. A point with sufficiently high leverage can pull the line so close that its residual is small. Repeating the regression, omitting that point, will reveal its influence. But even a high leverage point that agrees with the overall linear pattern will inflate the R-squared. 9. Be sure students are aware of lurking variables. Students should always be thinking about what the regression model says about the real world. But they have to be cautious of explanations that imply that X causes Y, or that changing X would cause a corresponding change, usually of about B1, the slope, in Y. Of course, it may be that X does cause Y, but there's nothing in the regression model to show that Y doesn't cause X, and there's always a chance that some other lurking variable Z influences both X and Y to make them seem to move together. Students with more expensive computers have better grades. Do their computers help them to study? Or might more affluent families be able to afford both more expensive computers and better work environments for their kids? 10. Our goal is still understanding. Discourage students from thinking mechanically about the regression. This is especially important if they're doing regressions using computers. Encourage relating the model to the real world. A part of this is thinking carefully about influential points. Don't overlook the possibility that data inconsistent with the rest of the pattern reflect a real and important aspect of the situation that we don't clearly understand. Often the points that don't fit the model tell us the most about it. Even strong associations can't be attributed to cause and effect. Thank you very much. This concludes our discussion. We hope you find it helpful.